It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, as we do every Monday. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. It's nice to see the snow melting.
Yeah, snow's melting. We had 54 degrees for a high yesterday, and that took care of a lot of it.
Yeah, goodness. It's supposed to be close to 80 this week.
That's right.
Tomorrow or Wednesday?
Wednesday, I think so. By the end of this week, we shouldn't have too much that white stuff.
You know, I'm surprised to see that, the plows kicking up the snow out the to the curb.
Yep,
they stick out 2 feet from the actual curb by my place. It's
around the corner. You kind of got to go, or still listen to little drifts there.
Yeah.
They'll be gone.
I
won't be long.
You know, I like to see the thaw, but I'm not liking the mud.
Well, my sump pump started running this weekend too. So
yeah, I finally
just kicked in a couple nights ago.
My sump hose is still under the ice, so I had to get some new sump hose and move that out. So
That time of the year.
Yep.
Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Gerald F. Abner. Gerald was born on May 3rd, 1920 in Canby area and passed away on March 2nd, 1984. He was from the Marietta, Ravillo area. He entered active duty in the United States Army Air Force on September 22nd, 1942 in Fort Snelling and was honorably discharged just over 3 years later on October 28th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. Excuse me. He was a heavy truck driver with the 718th Air Materiel Squadron, served in Europe during World War II, participated in the battles of Normandy, Northern France, Rhineland, Ardennes, and Central Europe. there was somebody was saying, I was at a conference here a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about, he was a retired Air Force, and said that, they were issued weapons when they went overseas, but they put them away once they got to where they were stationed. And he made the comment on, if they're giving the Air Force weapons, something's really wrong. But he earned the Good Conduct Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, 3 overseas service bars, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Gerald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets out there.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to be talking about VA burial and memorial benefits in the 21st century today.
Yeah, the Disabled American Veterans website had an informational article they put out on April 5th. The story of America's national cemeteries begins with the Civil War. One sentence in an 1862 law authorized President Lincoln to establish cemeteries to bury the Union dead. Since then, burial and memorial benefits for veterans and their families have expanded dramatically. Today, benefits provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs National Cemetery Administration, or the NCA, include opening and closing of the grave in a national cemetery, grave liner, vault, perpetual care and maintenance, government headstone, marker, or medallion for any eligible veteran buried anywhere in the world, presidential memorial certificate, veterans legacy memorial page, burial flag, and military honors, all at no cost. Spouses and eligible dependents can be buried with the veteran in a national cemetery, even if they predeceased the veteran. There were nearly 150,000 internments in VA national cemeteries in fiscal year 2021. In addition to 155 VA-run national cemeteries, the VA funds more than 120 state, territorial, and tribal veteran cemeteries, one of which is getting built about 80 miles from here in Redwood Falls, which provide very similar benefits to those available in our national cemetery. Together, this network ensures that 94% of veterans in the United States live within 75 miles of a veteran cemetery. We're close to that. It's a little over 80 to get to the one in Redwood Falls. I drove there a couple years ago during the groundbreaking, so it was, I think I'd like to say 84 miles.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it was close
over to Redwood.
That. Yep. By learning more, you can go to the National Cemetery website, cem.va.gov. Together, the NCA regards its mission to provide dignified burials for veterans in national shrines as one of the most sacred in the federal government. To assist veterans and families in planning funeral arrangements, NCA developed a pre-need eligibility determination. It's a simple application that we can submit, that I can help complete and submit to the National Cemetery Administration to say, for them to say, yep, you're eligible. Families no longer need to wait until the time of death to find out if a veteran is eligible for a burial in a national cemetery. Or you can just come to my office. I've been trained in, you know, determining eligibility for that. And I can say, yep, you're qualified. But we, for peace of mind, we can submit that form and make all that stuff. Pre-need applications require some basic information, such as a veteran's Social Security number and a copy of the veteran's DD-214, which is a certificate of release from active duty, or other kind of separation documents. Applications can be found on the NCA website or my office. Pre-need is very popular among because it gives veterans peace of mind, knowing their family won't have to search for their military discharge documents after their death. Since this pre-need eligibility was established in December of 2016, NCA has approved almost 300,000 applicants. One big thing that we do around here for the local cemeteries, veterans don't have to be buried in a national cemetery to receive VA memorial benefits. The VA furnishes, at no charge, a government headstone or marker for the unmarked grave of any deceased eligible veteran in any cemetery around the world, regardless of when they died. They're available in granite, marble, and bronze flat markers, and granite and marble upright headstones are available, as well as a bronze niche cover to mark a columbarium where cremains are kept. A lot of times what, I know what Zarbuck does is if they're... We'll order the small bronze niche marker, which you know, is a little smaller. It's about size of 9x6, and they'll affix it to the back of a headstone if there's writing on the back of the headstone, or they'll order the regular size headstone, which is 12 inches by 24 inches, and also place that on the back of a headstone. I know Zarbuck does that a lot. So, okay. And they always have me do the ordering. So. For veterans who already have a privately purchased headstone marker or niche cover marking their interment site, families may receive a government-furnished bronze medallion with the word veteran and the appropriate branch of service on it. You know, in the almost 14 years I've been here, I've only ordered one of those medallions. The VA will mail the medallion along with a kit that will allow the family or staff of a private cemetery to affix the device to a headstone, grave marker, or columbarium niche cover. Since 1973, more than 14 million headstones and markers have been furnished to veterans worldwide. I know I ordered one for my grandfather 5 years after he passed away. We used it as a footstone in his gravesite in Augusta Cemetery by Marietta. The last thing families should be doing after the loss of a loved one is scramble at the last minute to properly honor and lay their veterans to rest, says DAV National Commander Joe Parsich. By planning how best to use your VA memorial benefits earlier, you'll ensure they won't be needlessly burdened by the significant decisions while in the grieving process. Also, the Fort Snelling National Cemetery a few years ago, with the help of Minnesota County Veteran Service Officers, created a booklet for legacy planning. It includes, you know, copies of the forms needed. You know, it's also got good information regarding, you know, bank account, you know, where to find your bank account information, usernames, passwords, things like that. It's I got a box of them in my office. I've handed out quite a few, so. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number handy?
Memorized.
All right. It's on your sleeve. Wear it on your sleeve.
Yep. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. Should be in the office most of this week, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Just go almost the garden level again.
I don't have a snowbank covering my windows
That's
anymore.
That's a good thing. You can see.
But, you know, I was going to tell Kenny, you probably want to keep that snowblower on until middle of May.
Yeah, I'd suggest keeping it out, keeping it oiled up.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know.
I usually put mine away the end of May.
Right. Anything comes now usually doesn't stick around very long. But it can still come. So
it can still come, and it can still be heavy and hard to move. So
and I don't like it, but. Yeah, that doesn't matter, I guess.
Well, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, Josh, appreciate it. You have a great day there. We'll chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Enjoy the sunny weather.
You too. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.